It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Pues este es el general con un merengue reggae. So dile a los copiones que tienen en su casa a estudiar otra vez. O a comerse su caramelo. El caramelo, a todas las mujeres le gusta el caramelo. No chupan y lo chupan porque la
Darren Copeland back with you on My Experience. The Darren Copeland Experience, you can listen to us on milehighsportsradio.com, or you can check us out on Audio Boom. Check the podcast out there. You can also check us out on Facebook. We're on the Darren Copeland Experience page. Like the page. I mean, we go there. Come on. Come on. Like us. Like us. Like us. I found out that the Broncos weren't in the top five in winning percentage. All time winning percentage of NFL teams. So the homegrown sports show, yes, is coming on next. They're looking at all time winning percentage in NFL teams, and shocking. So you want to check that out. That's gonna be cool. I thought that the Broncos. I would have thought that the Broncos were there. Yeah, I'm shocked that they were in the top five.
Wow.
I'm not going to have you guess. I don't want anyone to guess. That's their thing.
That's what they're coming up.
Well, here's the thing that's so interesting about it is we were talking about Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos have been to
is it the tied for the most or second most?
I believe they're tied for the most. So they've been to 77.
Yes.
Like 85.
Yes.
87, something like 89. So they were three with the Broncos, three with Elway, one before Elway. And then the other two were five with Elway. So Elway into five.
Yep.
And then there was one more before that. That was Craig Morton against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Then they had. The one against Seattle that we, oh my God.
We don't speak of that one.
Well, no, I do. I do. I do speak of that one. Do you know why I speak of that one? Because there was a whole generation of kids who grew up Bronco fans who were born like, say, 94. So anyone born like 93 later,
yeah,
they never knew the Broncos were getting blown out in Super Bowls.
Yeah.
All they knew was winning.
Yeah.
They heard stories, but they never knew what it was like. I was in a room in Imperial College at 1 a.m. watching the Super Bowl with all these California people as the Broncos got demolished 55-10. I mean, I'm still traumatized for that, and I blame the Broncos. And so one thing I remembered was the Seahawks blew out the Broncos. I said, you know what? It is nice to know that a younger generation will know how we felt watching the Broncos get stomped in Super Bowls. And then, of course, the eighth, they went and they won. So awesome. So eight, they've been to eight, mm-hmm, which I think is tied for the most with probably. Well, let's see. Pittsburgh they've won five. They've lost a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say them. Dallas has won four. They won two with you know, Buffalo went to four straight. But I was talking with them, and I didn't want the Broncos to go to that Super Bowl in 98. I didn't want against the Green Bay Packers. Because I didn't want the Broncos to be the first ever team to lose five Super Bowls without winning one. That would have been terrible.
So Pittsburgh Steelers are 6-2 in Super Bowls.
Okay, 6-2 in Super Bowls.
New England's 5-4.
These lost. Okay, so they lost. They lost to the 85 Bears.
Mm-hmm. They lost the year before the Broncos won.
They lost to that because Brett Favre was going for back to back. Then let's see, and then they won the first one when Brady replaced Drew Bledsoe,
mm-hmm,
on a last second kick.
Let's see.
They won another one. I think that was one where the AFC Championship game was the Tuck Rule game.
Yeah.
Again, they won it on a last second kick. And then how many have they won? Five? It's all been Brady.
Okay.
So then he won one more, and then he lost four, and then he's won two.
At least the Broncos hold a record for something in the Super Bowl.
So do they hold for the most going? Eight?
No.
Biggest loss?
The most Super Bowl losses.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, well, yes. They do have the most Super Bowl losses, but I think there's a difference between having the most Super Bowl losses and being 0-5 in Super Bowls.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the Buffalo Bills are 0-4.
Buffalo Bills are 0-4.
Have the most consecutive appearances without a win.
Yes. They made only they have the most consecutive appearances, period.
Yeah. Well, Miami has 3, I think.
Yeah, well, they might have gone 3 straight, but they didn't go to 4 straight.
Yeah.
I know that Minnesota has lost 4 Super Bowls, which is shocking considering that they had the Purple People Eaters and Fran Tarkenton. They should have won one of those.
Oh man, so the record for consecutive wins,
is in 2, the Super Bowls in 2.
It's only 2. It's only been
No one has ever three-peated.
Nope. And that's
the Broncos. So the Broncos have repeated.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going back to back.
Yep.
I believe San Francisco has gone back to back.
Yep.
I believe. Of course, Miami went back to back.
Yes.
How many more are there?
Let's see. There.
Pittsburgh went back to back.
Twice.
Yeah.
And they're the only
They won 2, lost 1, then won 2. Lost to the Dallas Cowboys.
And they're the only team to do it twice.
The only team to do it twice.
New England's done it once.
Back to back.
Yes.
It's interesting. You know, it's just so interesting because...
And there's 7 franchises. Did you say Green Bay?
Yes, I did say that, but they won the first 2, of course.
Yeah, so
they won 68, and then they won 69.
Yep. You got the Packers, the Dolphins, the Steelers, 49ers. Did you say the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay.
They won 2. They won 2 back to back with Emmitt Smith and all them guys.
Yes, and then
how the hell you like them Cowboys?
Ooh. That's back when I wanted Emmitt Smith jersey.
Well, this is so funny because everyone thinks that I just know nothing. Like Big Fuzz always says, "Oh, you don't know anything about football."
Oh, like, you have your moments of clarity, and then craziness. I mean,
sometimes they just come to me. Things come to me. Things sports. I am an idiot savant about sports. Things just come to me, and I'm just...
So can you name the only team with multiple Super Bowl appearances and no losses?
The only team with multiple Super Bowl appearances and no losses. Multiple Super Bowl appearances and no losses.
Yes.
Multiple Super Bowl appearances and no losses. I'm thinking... Raiders comes to mind, but I think they've definitely lost one, so it's not them. I won't get it. It's not Seattle because they've lost one.
You'll get it.
I will eventually. I want to get it, and I will get it in 3 more guesses.
Okay.
You know who it is?
Who?
Oh no, they lost 2, I think. I was gonna say the Rams, but
nope.
They lost. Have never lost.
Yeah, never lost.
Never lost. Oh, I know who it is. I do know who it is.
Who?
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 Who said the Ravens nevermore?
Yep.
Who said the Ravens have won 2?
Yep.
And they've not lost 1.
Yep.
They should have lost. Well, I mean, the first one they had, I think it's the second best defense of all time because I believe that the Chicago Bears 46 defense revolutionized the way that defenses were played. And so I've always
4-6 defense, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've always been of the opinion that if you're a player,
yeah.
For instance, they had to change the rules for Wilt Chamberlain.
Yes.
Okay, so you were not allowed to dunk in college because of Wilt Chamberlain.
Huh.
It was illegal to dunk.
Did not know that.
And George Mikan, they actually had to expand the free throw lane for him. And then they had to expand it again, I believe, for Lou Alcindor.
Okay.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem.
So I will tend to take, if they had to make a fundamental, and you could talk about Shaquille O'Neal, because they actually had to change the way that backboards were made because he was breaking them.
Yeah.
So if you talk about transformational players or transformational teams, I tend to put those higher on the list than other teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take the Chicago Bears defense over that Baltimore Ravens defense with
even the 2003 Tampa Bay defense.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because I mean, listen, they're all great.
Yeah.
But you're stepping on the shoulders of the people who came before you.
Mm-hmm.
And what the 46 defense was designed to do, and it's the reason why Rex Ryan, frankly, got his head coaching job, and why his twin brother Rob Ryan is still actually sort of coaching, is because of their dad.
Yeah.
Because that was the first to put stunts in to put people in positions where they're not normally at. So you weren't looking at like a nose tackle or two nose tackles, and you weren't looking at a 3-4 or 4-3 defense. You were looking at six people in the front who were standing up, maybe sitting down. You could put guys more in the box, but they were just an amoebic
mm-hmm.
sort of defense. And that is what exactly other people have copied. And other defense have done the same thing. It's what the Broncos did. You know, I mean, and Wade Phillips is definitely in the same thing. But yeah. you're causing just confusion.
Chaos. Yeah.
And you just do not know where the pressure is going to come from, and you can show it and take it back and show it. Those are the type of defenses that are going to win you a Super Bowl without having a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Funny enough, it's the Broncos that have that type of defense.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the Broncos. I'm just telling you guys. I'm just telling all y'all who are worried about the Broncos, don't worry about the Broncos. Don't worry about the Broncos.
Got it.
They will be fine.
Check.
Back in the playoffs.
No way.
Probably winning a Super Bowl next year.
All right. I got that saved.
Ish.
You know that. Ish?
Winning a Super Bowl-ish.
Yeah.
Winning a Super Bowl-ish.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
The ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hittin'.